We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, it is the weekend of the Red Dress Run, also Dirty Linen Night, Saturday night. I'm Scoot on the air. We have a studio producer in training. Coleman is in the other studio. Ian is still with us this afternoon as our senior producer, but Coleman will be filling in when Ian can't make it. So, Coleman, you're doing a great job. And we'll talk to Coleman a little bit later in the show. There is a new picture up on Facebook. It's Scoot on the Air Facebook. It's the flashback. Well, it's usually the Throwback Thursday picture, but this week it's the Flashback Friday photo. Photo with an F, F-O-T-O. The Flashback Friday photo.
Okay.
Love alliterations.
That's good.
It's a picture of my past, and it asks an interesting question that a radio station wanted to ask. When I was working for them, doing the morning show, they wanted to ask this question. And it was a question to you, the audience. And it's part of an ad that ran.
So, were you actually trying to sleep with the camera person? Or is this just an effect that is... I mean, this is the textbook definition of bedroom eyes.
Oh,
and it's an advertisement for a morning drive talk show.
Yeah.
But this is just the power of Scoot. This is just the magic aura that you've always had about you.
You see that? Well, look, I don't know about that. I haven't looked at the picture yet today, and I know it's a picture from my past. I don't know about the bedroom eyes. But you see that thing that's kind of coming down on, when you're looking at the picture, it's on the left side?
Yeah, what is that?
That's a braid.
You're kidding
had
me.
Had a long braid.
Oh, my God.
And Rhonda Shear and I were dating at the time, and she got a braid, too, to go with my braid.
Ugh.
It's kind of cool.
The mid-80s were a lawless wasteland, man.
Lawless wasteland is right. And once again, I remind you that I'm lucky to be alive, and so are many of you.
I can smell the hairspray coming off of this.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of product in the hair. I was flammable.
Yeah, I bet. Like, please, no open flames around Scoot.
All right. Also, the Red Dress Run is tomorrow, and I posted the full video of the adventure to find the red dress for the Red Dress Run. And that is now posted on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook, Scoot on the Air. And I appreciate those of you who are tuned in with me on the social media. So if you're not, I would appreciate if you'd get tuned in, because we can, you know, talk to each other when I'm not doing the show, and stuff still lives off the air when I'm off the air. And it's through SOTA, Scoot on the Air, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. So I hope you'll join me. I think I'm the oldest person on TikTok, because TikTok is for like young. I think I'm the oldest person. It's really for young people.
I mean, there are some older folks on TikTok. But
I mean, I'm trying to be cool and admit that I'm old. I'm trying to be cool on TikTok.
There is definitely a market for that. I didn't get a chance to tell you this, but I was just hanging around in my underwear in the living room flipping through TikTok last night, and you came up there.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's nice. It was a nice surprise, and you just fit right in. You're doing such a good job with the TikTok content. It just feels exactly like the videos that come before and after it. I mean, I don't mean that in a complimentary way.
Good, thank you, because, you know, I do recognize that I'm, you know, one of the older demographics on there, but I'm trying to be respectful of the medium.
It's great content.
All right, well, that's cool. Thank you. All right, let's wrap up a couple of calls quickly so we can wean our way away from the serious stuff. Let's go to Elaine in New Orleans. Elaine, thanks for hanging on, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot. I just have a couple of things to say.
Okay.
I love that caller, Mike. I agree. Trump is a lowlife, a traitor. and why Republicans continue that romance is beyond me. Shame on Steve Scalise. And on the warrant and the raid, the FBI executed a legal warrant signed off by a judge. And these are only issued when there's a probable cause. And we may not know the details of what's in those documents because if they're classified, we won't. And, of course, he's going to spin it as like some deep state baloney. And anyway,
I know.
It's ridiculous. But I also wonder why he didn't destroy these, except for the fact that they implicate people he can hold, you know, hold hostage.
Well, now you don't think Donald Trump, the man, would ever look for a reason to maybe blackmail somebody or pressure somebody, or maybe sell information.
But here's the thing, that's sort of on the border of sounding like conspiracy, and I don't like doing that because then I sound like part of the cult. But anyway, I don't know if we're going to find anything. Hopefully we'll see something like the evidence of the other crimes he's committed that they haven't been able to get him on, like bank and tax fraud.
Yeah,
anyway, that's my two cents.
Yeah, look, there's a lot to this, and I keep reminding everyone that the honesty that comes from this show about Donald Trump is not criticism of Republicans or conservatives. It is just being honest about a toxic human being who I think has some good things happened when he was president, but I think he's hurt our country. Elaine, I appreciate the call. Let's go to David in San Francisco. David, thanks for listening to the show. Welcome.
Hey, afternoon, Scoot. Before I started ripping into Trump, you played a little Janis Joplin there. Was that actually the live concert?
No, it wasn't. No, that was the song that she played at the end, but that was not actually the live concert from that moment in 1970. This was the last concert she played. That was the last song she sang before her death.
Sure, yeah. Well, it brought tears to your eyes here. Yeah, she does every live version was just amazing. Hey, well, the Republicans have had a lot of chances to prove themselves in these last 5 years, and I'll give you two examples how Donald Trump is a lying phony. He was a landlord. He must know that if you rent out a property, the renter has to put down a security deposit. Now, Donald Trump was using our property, the White House, and a whole lot of other facilities, Camp David and a number of different places, as basically a tenant. And he left damages. And so we, the people, have a claim on the damages that he caused.
Yeah.
So that's just part A that he must understand as a landlord. And the Republican Party is pretending that he has no responsibility for the damages that have happened to the Capitol, to the other properties that he was supposed to manage as the executive. And he's left us a whole lot of wreckage.
Yeah.
If it was a rock band that came into town and trashed a hotel, Donald Trump and his melee of culprits have done those damages. And for the Republican Party to pretend that a legal position that the taxpayers hold rights to those buildings and need to be redressed for grievances is a standard. Now, in the bigger picture, though, what did he take? You know, he was our employee. He was not just a tenant. He was our employee. And it was not in his duties of office to be managing a coup. And to use taxpayer dollars to facilitate the holding on to the reins like he was pretending to do, and so he was a bad employee.
Well,
and
we're gonna have to cut you short pretty soon because I don't want to go too serious too long. But yeah, I mean, you're bringing up David. Look, I'm not denouncing your points. And look, I love this show, and I love Elaine. I love the people who call the show, like Mike, the ex-military person who will come on this show and actually tell the truth, because there are so many shows and cable news as well, and there's so many conservative radio shows all across this country, and all they do is suck up to Donald Trump. And I love that we have an alternative here, and people are responding to it.
Sure. Yeah. Well, you know, he apparently had till noon to release those the subpoena, and he never did it. So I guess the Attorney General is going to release it.
Well, I just it'd be interesting. I would be interested to see what they have. David, I appreciate the call. Thanks for streaming in San Francisco, and have a good weekend. All right, let's go to Justin in Gentilly. Hey, Justin.
Hi, Stuart. I'm going to take a left turn on this conversation.
Please.
Wait,
does that mean it's going to be like liberal because it's a left turn?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is music oriented.
Okay.
I'm independent from all the politics.
Okay.
I want to give a shout out to my buddy Cosmo in New Orleans. I hope he's doing well. I want to talk about Olivia Newton-John. And my dad was born, God bless his heart, he was born in the 30s. He listened to a lot of music, but ultimately his two favorite artists were John Denver and Olivia Newton-John. He actually bought their albums.
Mm-hmm.
He introduced me to these people. Well, John Denver has a song called Fly Away, and guess who sings it with him? Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, your dad had to love that.
I found this song. Yeah, well, I gave it to him. I said, Dad, have you heard this song? He loved it. And when Olivia died, I kind of missed my dad. So that's I'm sharing that part of it.
I understand, Justin. Listen, I appreciate the call and have a great weekend. And I'm glad that wasn't too serious. And I'm glad your left turn was not a left turn into liberal politics. All right, let's go to Ian Hoke with a couple of your text messages.
excuse me. Oh, I was just drinking my smoothie. Here's a text that says, Newell Norman had Steve Scalise on this morning.
Yeah. Here's I heard a little bit of it, not much of it.
It's so hard. I wish I could listen to more of the show in the morning.
See, I have to prepare.
Yeah. I know.
You think we just come in here? I know it sounds like we just come in here unprepared, but we actually do prepare.
Well, that's why we put all the stuff on the website at WWL.com and on
that's
the
right.
Rewind on the app. So after we get off the air, I'm going to go back and listen to what Mr. Scalise said. But this text says, Steve Scalise demonstrated today what a disappointment he is. The what about and the well Hillary Clinton did responses he gave Newell today were unacceptable. He wouldn't directly answer questions, but instead came back with another question. It's apparent that he's a politician.
Well, very much so. And I would describe, I like him as a man. I really do. But he has gone down the rabbit hole. He's gone down the deep, dark right-wing rabbit hole, and I would describe him as an extreme right-wingist. And I don't think that's the faction of the party that's going to win in the end.
I'm going to read you two more texts, and then no more political texts.
Okay.
Deal?
Go.
Here's one that says, Republicans say the Justice Department is politicized, and they can't wait until they control Congress so they can politicize it the way they want.
Isn't that the truth? I mean, I love when Trump was running for office and he said, when he was running for president, and he said, you need to vote for me or the Supreme Court's going to be stacked. If you don't want a stacked Supreme Court stacked to the left, mm-hmm. if you don't want it stacked to the left, then vote for me. Well, what did he do? He stacked it to the right. So it's a stacked court. Either way.
I think Rudy Giuliani was on one of those weird streaming the One America's Voice or something like that. And he said this morning, if Trump is reelected in 2024, on day one, we're going to go raid all Joe Biden's houses.
Okay. Do it. And if he's doing something wrong, arrest him.
Yeah, we'll all find out at the same time. All right, last one. Here's a text that says, Jesus H. Christ, the daily Trump bashing show, all right, switch to another station. I'll try again next week.
Well, go ahead.
It's going to be a long summer for you, brother.
It's been a long summer, you know, and look, that's okay. I'm not going to do this show for the diehard right-wing Trump supporters. I mean, that's a specific group, and there are many, many shows for you. I'm not doing this show for that specific group. I'm doing the show based on what I think is a legitimate alternative to a lot of conservative talk radio across the country.
I didn't mean it's going to be a long summer for you, Scoot. I meant it's going to be a long summer for the texter who doesn't want to hear bad news about Donald Trump. I mean, there is a list that won't even fit on one sheet of paper. He's in trouble in New York. He's in trouble in Georgia. He's in trouble with Jean Carroll. He's in trouble with the inaugural committee in Washington, D.C. I mean, he's got a laundry list of legal issues that are going to all come to a head sometime in the next 3 to 6 months.
If I were him,
handle that,
if I were him
to tell you.
And I had all the money that he has or allegedly has, I'd skip the country. I mean, I'd get out of here and I'd go find a place where they couldn't extradite me.
Your Cabo is nice this time of year.
Yeah, apparently. Can you go to Cabo and not get extradited?
I guess so. I think Mexico has an extradition thing.
Well, find a country and go there and be gone.
Maybe Russia.
So anyway, I'm sure he already has a place.
Sorry, anyway. Couldn't help it.
All right, so if you want to join us with a comment, I want to talk about this study that boomers did not give their brand loyalty for beer to their millennial children. Is there anything that you adopted from your parents? What brands? And I can think of some brands that I adopted from my parents. But I can think of a lot more brands that my parents were loyal to that I rejected. Did you adopt anything from your parents in terms of brands, beer or whatever? And what did you reject from your parents? So we're going to get to that. The Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful to people who don't want us to talk about Trump. But again, you know, it comes down to this information about Trump is so, so devastating that the best way to rebut the information is to attack the messenger. Whoever is delivering the message, and sometimes that's me. On the SOTA Rock Culture calendar for today, August the 12th, it was on this day in 1996. All right, so grunge had kind of run its course, 1996. Time magazine ran an article titled, "It's a Ska World After All." And ska music was taking over. Ska music is kind of a calypso, Caribbean, West Indies, kind of funky melody to music. I guess that's one way to describe it. Kind of punkish, a little punkish.
Yeah, definitely.
So I want to really explain to you what ska is by doing this. There was a compilation album that did Duran Duran songs in ska or punk. And there's a band. The band is Real Big Fish. And Real Big Fish did a really great ska version of this Duran Duran song. So if you wonder what ska is, this explains it. You got to recognize the song.
Ooh.
Yeah, kind of pick it up on the tune.
Let's drink some light beers and kick stuff.
All right.
Oi, 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 oi.
This is Ska. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on Free For All Friday on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, so did your parents teach you about brand loyalty? I've got a study that says that baby boomers did not pass their beer brand loyalty down to their millennial children. Is that true? And whether you're a boomer, Xer, millennial, Zoomer, did you adopt the brands that your parents adopted? So what's a brand that you still use today that your parents used? For me, I would say Cream of Wheat, the hot cereal. You know, my mother bought Cream of Wheat. We had Cream of Wheat when I was a kid. And so I bought cream of wheat. And I still do sometimes.
You still eat cream of wheat?
Yeah, I still eat cream of wheat sometimes.
Yeah, I mess with cream of wheat.
Yeah, and so I think about the things that I didn't adopt from my parents. Bombay gin. Cutty Sark scotch. These were brands that I did not adopt from my parents because I don't drink that stuff. Mm-hmm. Can you think of something you adopted from your parents?
Yeah, absolutely. I always think about Speed Stick and the deodorant, specifically musk scent. It came in like a brown container. It was just the little deodorant stick had a brown cap on it. And I just remember my dad always wore that deodorant when I was growing up. And I continued to buy that until I think sometime in the mid-2000s when they discontinued it, or that I guess musk wasn't a scent that that the manufacturers of this product thought young millennial men wanted to wear. So they discontinued the musk scent. And then Axe body spray came on the scene.
Yeah,
and then the deodorant game was never quite the same. But man, I still really think about that Speed Stick.
There was a period in my life about 10 years ago when I couldn't afford really anything. And I couldn't afford my regular cologne. So I used to use Axe. And to this point, it reminds me of being poor.
Wow.
Because I associate that scent with where I was in my life at that point, because that's all I could afford.
How the mighty have fallen.
Yeah, really.
I mean, we really, for those of us who are, 19 and 20 years old, when Axe body spray came out, that was like the hot new thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like everybody wanted to be wearing Axe because we didn't know anything about cologne, really, or at least we didn't out in rural Colorado. I can't say the same for everybody, but then after a couple years, we started to figure out like, women don't like this. And this actually smells like cheap and not like a thing you want to put on your body all the time. So I think we moved on.
We have a studio producer in training, Coleman. Coleman, can you think of a brand that you adopted from your parents?
The only thing I could think of is Popeye's Fried Chicken. That's the only thing
really?
That I still keep.
You've been
daddy.
Going ever since.
Yeah. Other than that, my taste in beer, I like Lagunitas and Yingling. My dad was a domestic person.
Okay.
I drank more white alcohol like gin, Everclear. My dad was more of a dark, Jack and Coke, cognac, brandy. I do drink Jägermeister, though.
Oh, wow.
Jäger.
You ever had a dangerous night on Jägermeister?
Every Saturday.
Every Saturday?
Yeah, I do. I did a live stream for our sister station called Day Drinking with Coleman, and I would sit at a bar and just drink. You should come do a day drinking with me one day, Scoop.
Oh, yeah, that would be fun. I'd last about 10 minutes into the show.
Coleman, I absolutely insist that we must do this together someday. That sounds...
One Saturday, we'll do day drinking with Coleman.
You know what? I'll bring my social media director, and I'll have her do video of it, and we'll put it on TikTok and Facebook.
That's great.
And Instagram.
You do all the work, and Coleman and I are going to do all the Jaeger. Okay? Deal.
All right. And Coleman, by the way, somebody wanted to know, is this the Coleman from Bayou 95.7? And yes, it is. It's Coleman from 95.7 and the Rock of New Orleans. And he is here with us now. It's part of our show.
We're making him one of us. Yeah. One of us. One of us.
Lock him up.
No, that's a different thing.
Let's go to Algiers and Cody. You're on WWL. Hey, Cody.
Hi, Scoot. Hi, Ian.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi. I'm good. Thank you.
Good. Did you adopt a brand from your parents?
I did. I adopted Jack and Coke from my mom.
Jack and Coke from mom.
Yes. And Scoot, I realized that I had been set up from a child. It was already on my taste buds from the hot toddy. I didn't taste it until I was 30. I ordered a Jack and Coke. And when I tasted, I said, oh, no, I've had this before. My hot toddies all along.
So the hot toddies reminded you of the Jack and Coke?
Yes. As soon as I tasted Jack and Coke, it took me back to the hot toddy.
Oh, well, that's just that's comfort food. I mean, that's got to be so comfortable.
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, Cody, thank you very much. Love you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
All right. Let's go to Ian with a couple of your text messages.
Apropos of nothing, here's a text that says, men back in the day didn't drink Trulies and they didn't vape strawberry cheesecake.
You know, that's true.
It's true. I mean, that's objectively.
But those Truly drinks, those Truly drinks are really good.
Trulies are pretty good.
You know, and there's not, if I remember correctly, there's not a lot of sugar, but there's also not a lot of alcohol in there. It's like 5% alcohol.
I mean, if I got to rank all the hard seltzers from like best to worst, Trulies are definitely at or near the bottom. You remember like Topo Chico?
Topo Chico, we had that at our Jazz Fest.
When we were broadcasting from Jazz Fest, I put back like, I don't know, like 4 or 5 of those. And those things are so delicious. But, I mean, if you'd had Trulies or various other sort of hard seltzer type drinks, you know, in the late 70s or 80s, men would have drank those, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, when did Zima come out?
Zima must have been 90s. I want to say maybe late 80s, 90s. I'm going to guess 90s when Zima came out. I do remember that. And there were a few real men who drank Zima. There were some who did it in the closet.
Yeah, no doubt. Here's a text that says, I found a 6-pack of Schlitz and I drank it in memory of my dad.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. Schlitz is good.
Is it?
Well, no, but it's fun to drink.
Oh.
And it's very inexpensive. I was in a play one time where I had to drink Schlitz, and we spent all this time and energy thinking about how are we going to create prop beer that looks and sounds like a real beer. You know, we tried dressing up a Coke can in a beer can, or we tried faking it so that we had drained all the beer out of it.
Yeah.
But then when you cracked it open, it was obviously hollow. So the solution was Ian's just got to drink these beers. So over the course of the first act, I literally drank a 6-pack of Schlitz beer on stage in front of a live audience. By the time we get to, you know, intermission, I'm kind of kind of a little bit sideways. But yeah, I got a soft spot.
It was just another moment when Ian was full of Schlitz.
I got an award for that play. Here's a text that says, Michelob was my dad's beer. He never drank at home, but he always drank Michelob when he did drink. Love you, Dad. My mom was Seagram's, and I loved them both growing up a little too much.
Wait, you love the drinks, not your parents too much. I don't know if you could love your parents too much.
Seagram's, you can have too much Seagram's. Here's a text that says, brand, Peter Pan peanut butter. There we go, yeah. And then somebody wants to know about, for ska, does Dred Zeppelin count? You know what Dred Zeppelin is?
No, I don't know what Dred Zeppelin
gotta
is.
It's got to be a Led Zeppelin ska cover band.
Must be a cover. Yeah, well, I mean, if there's a Led Zeppelin ska cover band out there, I'm interested. I mean, that would be pretty epic. So we'll look up Dred Zeppelin. Maybe it's like Led Zeppelin cover band. All right, we'll look up Dred Zeppelin.
I'll just hammer through a couple more of these here. Here's one that says, I love Old Spice deodorant, but not the cologne that the old-timers used to wear. And I've had a few ladies say they even like it, although I'm hesitant to say it's Old Spice for fear of sounding old.
Wow. You know, that's something to think about, you know, because you always, no matter where you are in your life, you want to feel young, not like you're using something that has the word old in it.
Right.
Old Spice. It could be just Spice.
Yeah, why not? I mean, what are you wearing?
Spice.
I'll leave you with this. Oh, we talked about when Zima came out. Somebody said we saw Zima in 1990 or 1991.
Okay.
And a couple other people have also mentioned Falstaff as a beer brand that they got from their folks.
My dad worked for Jack's Beer.
Right.
Which was where the Jack's Brewery is, where the shops are. It was a brewery and a local brewery. And we had Jack's in my house all the time. And you know, there were times when we were allowed to drink beer. And when friends were around, if it was like a big dinner or something, and the kids were allowed to have some beer, I drank it because it was the cool thing to do, mm-hmm. but I hated it.
Yeah.
I mean, it just was disgusting.
I didn't like beer until I was 16 or 17.
Yeah. But see, you know, it just goes to show you that we had Jack's beer imagery. I mean, I grew up with this, and I'm not an alcoholic, and I don't even drink beer. Mm-hmm. So just because you're exposed to something doesn't mean that it's going to dictate your behavior.
Yep.
All right. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Red Jewelers Talk and Text line, 504-260-1870, 504-260-1870. This is Amanda Shaw's new song. She does it with Choppa. It's a classic, but she does a hell of a job with this song. So we're going to listen to this going into the break. Free for All Friday, Amanda Shaw and Choppa, Louisiana Saturday Night. Good afternoon. It's a Friday, August the 12th, Free for All Friday. I'm Scoot on the air, getting ready for the Red Dress Run tomorrow. Hopefully the weather holds out for that. We may have to skip around a few showers tomorrow. We're talking about this this study that shows that baby boomers did not transfer their brand loyalty for beer to their millennial children. So regardless of your generation, what is it that you did? What did you not adopt from your parents? We'll get back to more of your calls and texts coming up here. We've just learned that CNN has obtained the search warrant for Mar-a-Lago. So chances are at some point they're going to tell us what's in it. Yeah.
Tell us what's in it.
I'm sure they'll tell us what's in it. So we'll find out. This has come out over the weekend, and we'll be talking about it on Monday on the show, along with other things. Hey, the Saints have their first preseason game tomorrow night, and a lot of drunk people in red dresses are going to be watching that game after the red dress run.
Oh, man.
By 7 o'clock, they're going to be wasted.
The French Quarter is going to be
wasted.
Like Thunderdome tomorrow night.
Yeah, it'll be crazy. So the Saints and the Texans tomorrow night, 7 o'clock in Houston. And I believe Andy Dalton is going to start at quarterback. The guys coming up, Sports Talk, are going to be talking about that and so much more. But it's so exciting that football is back. And I remember talking on this show about the end of the Super Bowl. And when the Super Bowl was over, I said, look, it seems like it's going to be forever. But soon enough, the football season is going to be back. And it's back starting tomorrow night. I want all of us to be cautious, because I remember a couple of years ago, I think it was the second year the Saints were at the Greenbrier for training camp. There was all of this positive talk about the players and the team, and we are destined for greatness this year. And the Saints totally bombed that year. And I got the feeling that the players started believing the press. They started believing the buzz. I mean, you can't believe the buzz. Because if you go out on that field, and we've seen the Saints do this, where it's like, you know, they feel like, they act as if they feel like, we got this game. We're a better team. We should beat this team. And they get their butts kicked. So with all of this optimism, I caution all of us, even players, I caution everybody. And this goes for you in your, you know, professional and personal life as well. Man, if you think that just because people are predicting good things, that good things are going to automatically happen, that's not true. So I'm looking forward to seeing the Saints tomorrow night, but I'm looking forward to seeing them, you know, dig down and work hard, because they're going to have to earn it. Let's go to Cosmo in New Orleans. Hey, Cosmo, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot. Happy Friday to you.
Same to you.
A shout out to my buddy Justin and Gentile, if cool. He's listening. Well, my late dad was a beer drinker, not a heavy one, but he drank one beer after his work day. And the beer brand that I kind of followed up on, and I don't think it's even around anymore, it was a beer called Schaefer. And
Schaefer, I remember the name.
Yeah.
I don't remember much about it, but yeah. I do remember the name.
Yeah, they had the little motto. They had like a little jingle song that went with Schaefer, and it was, Schaefer is the one beer to have when you're having more than one. And it was just a little jingle that they did. I remember growing up in the Northeast, and it was very, very popular there. But another thing, too, that I adopted, that he was a big Herb Albert and Carpenters music fan. He had all the LPs of Herb Albert and the Carpenters, which I still have. Hmm. And the Carpenters were on A&M Records, Scoot.
A&M
Records. And you know what the A stood for?
For Albert, Herb Albert of the Tijuana Brass.
Right, and the M was a horse trainer who's still living in California by the name of John Morris.
Oh, wow.
So they merged, and they performed, they adopted A&M Records. But I always loved Karen Carpenter and the Carpenters, And I still listen to Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass.
Well, Cosmo, yeah. I appreciate you sharing that with us, and I'm glad you share that with your dad. Let's go to Araby. And George, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Scoot? Glad to be with you.
I'm good.
I'm calling. You remember Cisco? Did you ever drink Cisco?
No, I didn't. What was it? What was Cisco?
They outlawed it. Cisco was like a wine, like a nice, good, cheap wine.
Okay.
Called Cisco, came in all different flavors, strawberry, peach. It was good.
Yeah,
it was good.
I don't remember.
Yeah, called Cisco. You ask around, I bet the people will tell you about it. It will put you on fire, man. It will make you sweat.
Wow. All right, cool.
It came from like over the border and that, around Mexico and that, and they brought it over here, and they used to bring it back and forth and that.
Is that something you adopted from your dad?
Yes, sir. He used to drink Cisco.
Wow.
Well, yes, sir. You know, one other thing I adopted, I'm going to tell you about. You remember Pabst Blue Ribbon beer?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, I remember going to a funeral on my wife's family side. She's Irish. And, you know, they have a tradition, the Irish people, that at the funeral, when they're getting ready to close the casket, you know, they all salute with a beer and drink it.
I didn't know that.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Everybody salute.
You know, the millennials really got into to PBR, Pabst Blue Ribbon. That was a big thing for millennials and younger generations. George, I appreciate you sharing that with us. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line 504-260-1870. More of your text messages are coming up. Wait a minute. Somebody's. Oh my God! Seriously, really? Happy birthday today to Sir Mix-a-Lot. Sir Mix-a-Lot, 59 years old today. Fun thing on the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. And happy birthday today to Mark Knopfler, head of Dire Straits. 73 years old today. Happy birthday, Mark. I'm Scoot on the air. It is a free-for-all Friday. Red Dress Run tomorrow. We'll talk more about that. If you're on hold, stay with us. And also, if you have sent us a text, hang on. We'll get to more of your texts coming up. There's a really touching story on our website, WWL.com, about Police Sergeant Jake Morris's farewell to his canine, Kano, who died yesterday, and said he fought to the end. May he rest in peace. It was an 80-year-old German Shepherd, and he'd been serving the citizens of Slidell and St. Tammany since August of 2017. So a very touching story, and it just shows you the loyalty between officers and their canine partners. We'll be back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.